History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. We hope you are going to have a wonderful weekend ahead of you. And as always, I thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it, Julie and I. And we have a special guest with us today. We have three lovely ladies who are going to be joining us today. After this wonderful friend speaks, we will have Holly Sirachi from ERA OneSource and Chrissy Manuel from UNC is going to talk about their purse bingo coming up, which is a lot of fun. And speaking of that, one of the lady that we have now, everybody loves. I love her. She's one of my dearest friends. If to know her is to love her. Lackawanna County Recorder of Deeds, Miss Evelyn Rafalco McNulty, otherwise known as Evie, is joining us to talk a little bit, or for the next 15 minutes or so, about the 25th anniversary of the Society of Irish Women's Dinner that took place at Fiorelli's on the High Holy Day of St. Patrick on the 17th of March, a couple days ago. So, Evie, welcome, and thanks for joining us to discuss our wonderful organization.
Thank you. I always love it when somebody wants to talk to me, and they're not trying to silence me, and they're like, oh, yes, Evie, talk. Okay, I'm all
for it. That's it, baby. That's it. And that, speaking of talk she did as the speaker for the 25th anniversary of the society. Evie was the speaker in honor of the 25 years or the founding, one of the founding 10 founding members of this fine organization. So Evie talked a little bit about that. But we just thought we would have her on just to kind of talk about what she thought of the night and why we got started, because just to remind everybody, which I've done millions of times, Evie, before, but Evie Rafalco McNulty and attorney Jill Miller were at the wedding of Dr. Jeremiah Egan and his wife Marion's daughter, Kathy Egan. She's actually a physician now herself, and she's a lovely person. And they were at the Commons, which used to be what's the name of that place, Julie? Help
Nichols
me.
Village.
In Clark Summit. Nichols Village. Thank you, guys.
Nichols Village,
and that's where they were. And they started to have this in-depth conversation about really starting in earnest a women's St. Patrick's Day dinner instead of the tradition that used to take place with all the ladies to get together if their husband was the president or whatever it was, and they'd all go to somebody's house and listen to it on the radio because women were not allowed. And so we wanted to change that. Eventually we did, but Jill and Evie wanted to get started with this and make it work. So the first year that they did it was in 1999, called a St. Patrick's Day celebration, a gathering of women. Mary Kate Culkin and yours truly were the chair people of that first event. But started by Evie and Jill, and then getting a few ladies together to kind of form and found this organization. So 10 of us strong, did that, started the organization, and then we pulled it all together and became the Society of Irish Women. And we've all been presidents. Evie, pretty much the first president of the organization, and it's been quite the adventure, Evie. So why don't you talk now, give your two cents on your feelings, how that conversation kind of went down with you and Jill. I know I just kind of gave a thumbnail sketch, but maybe you can be a little more in-depth about what happened.
Yeah, we talked about it because the Friendly Sons dinner was coming up, and we were, just having a conversation. And that a lot of women had, like, And like it was like the news story every year, like, oh, then they can't, women can't go. And I think women couldn't even, women weren't even on the wait staff, I think, at the place. But if we started going on about that and complaining about it and decided, like, you know, let's do something about it. So we did. We put together a group of women, and they were a group of women who would just move mountains. And we had to plan the dinner, and, you know, there was a lot of consternation among some of the men. They all thought that we were trying to, like, barge in on them, if that's the word, or whatever. And I'm like, no, what we were trying to do was you had a good thing going. We wanted to copy it. So we did.
That's right.
That first year, we thought we'd have, like, 60 women. It ended up being we had 400 women.
500,
and 12,
right?
Yeah, and 12 men, yeah, that came. And it was successful. And every year, it just kind of continued at that level, like about 400 or 500 guests. And a lot of national speakers. We had Hillary Clinton. We had Barack Obama, you know, stop to say hello because he couldn't go. He was about to run for president, and he couldn't go to an all-male event because he didn't want to be criticized for it. So we just, that's how it started. And it kind of took off on its own, and the more the women that wanted to be involved, and that's what it is. And, I mean, the ladies have got it going. They've got it going good now, the organization. And planning a dinner is just, you know, it just, you know, I'm not saying something that's just a sexist remark, but they know how to do it. And it's just put it together, and it runs smoothly. It was just a fabulous, fabulous event.
No. Yeah, and Abby, as you said, we wanted to copy because imitation is the greatest form of flattery. So the fact that we thought it worked for the guys, it can work for us. The difference was we didn't exclude women from it. We are
right.
Men from our event, which is fine. That's the way they do it. It's tradition. That's on them. But we made sure it was open to any man who wanted to come. And quite honestly, a lot of them say they have more fun when they come to the women's dinner, which you know, works. And this year, their dinner was a little bit earlier. Theirs was on the 13th, and ours was on traditionally on the day of St. Patrick's Day. And we had a very nice turnout. Kay Schneider is the president, and incoming is Tammy Jackson. And Evie was the keynote speaker, which was delightful. As a matter of fact, Ev, I'm going to quote what you said. When you're doing a list 25 years from now, I want to make sure that I get top billing on the fact that I was a great speaker to have, too. How about that when you told everybody?
When your grandchildren are running the program in 25 years, they're going to go through, like, who are the speakers? I'm like, well, I got a shot up being remembered 25 years from now. So.
It's true.
So look at it,
but
then.
Evie, we also talked. We talked about too. You were talking about your wonderful mama, Nancy, who just passed a year ago this month, and that's hard. And it's hard to get up there and talk about it. But Julie and I were talking earlier about Nancy because I was telling Julie the relationship that I had with her and Meyer had with her, and she called me her China doll because she said when she was a little girl, she had a porcelain doll, and her face looked just like mine, except, and her hair was the same, except she had black hair instead of blonde, and that's what she would call me. She would call me and say, hey, China doll, it's Nancy.
Oh,
I'm calling to tell you I love you. And Evie, I told Julie what you used to say. You said, I swear that lady loves you more than she loves her own daughter.
Oh, yes. There's no doubt in my mind. She fussed over
you.
And I thought, at that point, I thought to myself, oh, go ahead, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
She no, was. She was
but
the best.
Lori, at the same time, you took care of her.
Well, I loved her. She was the best. And I love you as equally, I should say. And I just think you learned so much about the funny ways about who you are, because she was so funny, as Tracy Doherty said time, that Evie is a watered-down version of Nancy. How about that one? That's one of my favorite lines Tracy ever said.
That was a good one. But at the same time, thank God, because I do the public speaking, and my mother was very...
I know.
She didn't care. She just said it like it was. And it was like, God, she could never say that on TV.
I know it.
That was my
mother. So, Evie, my favorite line that Evie, one of my other favorite lines of this past week with you speaking, when she said, well, maybe on some of the things I just said, they weren't political, but they were pretty funny. Maybe I'll lose a few votes, but guess what? I just won, so the hell with you. I won anyway. Everybody was roaring at that line, Evie. Roaring. That was a good one, and that was off the cuff.
Things like that. Yeah. That was after one of my comments, and I just, like, you got 4 years to maybe not vote for me, but you're stuck with me anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. But how did you feel the dinner? I mean, it's always fun going through the photos and all the stuff we do ahead of time, but, you know, the cocktail hour and then the dinner. I mean, it was a lot of fun, Evie, but you made it so much more fun, because what happens with local speakers, everybody always wants these people in, and, you know, I get it. But when you have a local tie and you're a local person, what you did, which is the brilliant thing to do when you speak to people, is that you brought the audience into your conversation. So you made fun of people in a fun-loving way. You said the things you were saying, and then you said to me later, well, really, they didn't knock down that guy. I just made that up, but it was funny because he was standing right next to it, and it worked. But, I mean, that's the stuff that draws the attention, because in all honesty, people sit there and they say, oh, God, is she going to talk about me next? Oh, my God. Oh, maybe she'll mention my name. All this. You know, people, they want that. They want to hear it. So it works when you're able, when you have that kind of a skill.
It is. And
so
it's
what
just,
do you think? Do you think?
Have an event, and like you said, it was like a group conversation, and that's just the way it is. I mean, you get people involved, and they stay involved, and follow it. And then, like, when I got down afterwards, they were like, oh, that was great, and when you said this, and when you said that, and it was just, it was quite an honor. Of course, there was a couple things that were quite interesting. I don't know if I would say them now, but I just...
No.
That's all I am.
That's okay. We know. But it was funny, Evie. You were funny. You captured everyone's attention. You kept people laughing. They were on their seats waiting what the hell else you were going to say. And you were just wonderful. Uh-huh. But I'm thrilled. I love you very much, and I'm so honored and pleased to be a part of your life, because you're a delightful person. You've done an incredible job in the Recorder of Deeds office. You have a wonderful staff who were all there to support you, which is incredible. And they all cheer you on and root for you, and that is the most important thing. When women support and cheer on other women, they help you when you're down, they take care of you and cherish the good stuff you have. And they were all there, and you gave credit to all of them, which is a beautiful thing to do. And you recognized them and talked about them, and those are things that make speaking and what you do in this town and running for office and the love people have for you, this is the reason, because you put out everything you put out. It's like the golden rule with you: do unto others as they would do unto you. And you live that life. People love you. People help you. They want to support you. And it's just not going to stop, even after a couple lines there at that dinner. People just love you. And it was evident night, Evie, evident as to how beloved you are. And I hope
you know that. And it's because I have good friends and people who help me to achieve my status in the community and my job. It's not something I've done on my own. I've got a great staff, and I've got, you know, people that help me along the way. I mean, it takes a village, and I've got that village.
Yeah.
So I'm fortunate.
Yes, you do. And you're And you're loved and you're loved. You're loved by Julie and me, just so you know. And, again, I just wanted to have you come on quick and just give you some, heap some praise on you for the job you did, because there isn't anybody there who didn't realize what a star you truly are and how funny and delightful you made the night. So I just wanted you to know that and know we love
you. Thank
you.
I love
and
you.
Keep
Thank
doing
you.
Good work. And I will see you soon, but I just wanted you to know we love you, and we wanted
you
here on the Laurie Cadden Show so people could hear you, okay?
Julie, it was nice to talk to you again. Laurie, I love you. I'll see you soon.
Okay, honey, I'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys. Be well.
Bye.
Thanks,
Bye.
And that was our wonderful Recorder of Deeds, Lackawanna County Recorder of Deeds, Evelyn Rafalco McNulty, better known as Evie. And we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie DeMille of Julie DeMille Communications. And, Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedeimmel.com.
Thank you. And with us is the lovely Holly Sirachi of ERA One Source Realty. Holly is an associate broker with ERA. They have about 80-some agents in 5 offices in 10 counties. And we're going to talk a little bit about the changes, the moods, how the weather affects things, which we've talked about before, in the sense that the winter was bad, so people weren't looking, but now things are looking up and looking better. And Holly, tell us what the heck is going on out there in this real estate world and in this region. Hi, Holly.
Well, hi. It's just so crazy. And one of our discussions I had mentioned prior was that everything I was listening to and reading saying that the market was correcting itself and that it would be more seasonal the way it used to be. And I think that we were all spoiled because, you know, post-COVID, it was just nonstop. House came on, and I mean, half the time it didn't even hit the market. You know, it was gone in an hour. So to see a home come on and be there is refreshing. But I think with the difficult winter that we had, people weren't necessarily as excited to go out and look at homes, and then still the lack of inventory. So that definitely had an impact. And it's funny because I just listed a property, a higher end property, and an agent reached out to me and she said, is it still available? And this was, you know, 2 days later. So that's the mindset that everybody was in. You know, oh gosh, this is a very unique property, great neighborhood, what have you. It's 2 days. Is it still available? But when the weather changed and we had those, you know, 2 or 3 nice days, the mood of individuals and the increase in showings was very interesting. So said property had 4 showings, you know, just in 2 days when the weather changed, and then it got cold, and then all of a sudden it's quiet again. And it's not, listen, it's not quiet, but relatively speaking in comparison to the way it used to be. That being said, I put on a property yesterday, and, you know, I want to get the message out like, hey, this is a very reasonably priced property in a great area. You know, you need to go see it, like call your agent, call me, whomever, and hurry up and get in there because it's definitely going to go go quickly. With that said, I looked at the inventory. There's only 3 homes available in this price range. One of them is a condo. So really, 2. I mean, it's crazy. Now I have 15 showings on it just from putting it on yesterday.
And as far as condos, where would that condo be?
So that's Abington Meadows, or Abington Gardens.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Gardens, okay. All right.
Yeah, Gardens, not Meadows. Yeah, they're townhomes. But at any rate, so it's very interesting. And then here's this nice, cute little single home and 15 shillings. Now the sun is out now, but who knows what's going to happen. But it's just very interesting in that, you know, the weather does have an impact on mindset, but also, you know, price range. Because this particular property that I'm referring to is under $300,000 and just going crazy. So it's very interesting to look at, you know, what goes on.
Do you think things now, because it is the spring market, of course, we always say that that's just the, you know, the time when people think about it, because if they're going to move and they have kids, they want to be in a school district, they want to be settled before the, you know, the end of August, beginning of September. What happens? What do you think is going to happen this year? Do you think it's on track to be just as busy, or what will happen? Because we know it's a busy time. What's going to go on in our region, do you think?
So according to everything I listen to and read, nationally, it's supposed to be a better year. But it's interesting because we just came back from our conference in Austin, and the common talk was, oh, this will be better than 2025. Like, we survived 2025. Well, I had one of my best years ever in 2020. So it's funny, when you look at this. But there were certain sectors of the country that did not do so well. There's always something, right? Like California had fires, or you have hurricanes, or you have, you know, we had a lot of snow, or, you know, there's always something that affects it. And so I think basically it's very interesting, because if buyers in particular don't necessarily feel a sense of urgency, they'll sit. And by sense of urgency, I mean, there's not really a lot out there. I have some time. I'll wait for the spring market. And do I really want to go out when it's freezing and there's all this snow and that kind of a thing? And I remember during COVID, when everything was just going so quickly, and I would say to someone, hey, you know, I know this property's coming on the market. Make sure you're not only, you know, financially ready, but mentally ready, because it won't last. And maybe they would be the first person seeing it or what have you. And they didn't necessarily feel that sense of urgency. And if the property was still available, or if the agent was saying, like, best and final, you know, after a couple of days, because that's what the seller wanted, then they felt, oh, maybe I have time, or maybe I don't have time, or whatever. But they didn't necessarily believe it. And versus, okay, this is a really good value, I need to do something immediately and make it worthwhile to the seller to take this property off the market. So it's just very interesting, where you might see a property now and people aren't necessarily looking, so it's on a couple days. And then the minute the switch turns on, boom, there's multiple offers on the same property. So a lot of factors.
Hallie, what's happening with that when people get the multiple offers? Are they all within the same, a little bit more, a little the same, or some higher than asking? Does that still happen? Are they cash buyers? Are they their contingencies are different? Or is it just kind of across the board?
It's across the board. Not as many cash buyers as we were seeing. There's really not necessarily a need for it. And it's very, every situation is a little bit different. You know, when interest rates were very high, people panicked, and then that calmed down. And, you know, I was just on a webinar yesterday, and our president was talking about it, and because there's a lot of different things in the industry going on with MLSs and different things like that. I don't even want to get into that. But that being said, you know, he mentioned that he was going through a divorce, and he said, you know, his wife, ex-wife had, you know, they had three boys and a dog and a cat, and it was a lot, you know, to get the house ready to be shown. And he said, so for him, he had his price, and you know, he didn't need it exposed to the market because it was a matter of convenience. So he said, if I got, you know, said price and didn't have to show it 5 million times, that was good for me. So it's not always price, it's terms as well. You know, you might have someone that says, hey, I don't want to close till June, and that works for the person. Or someone says, hey, I have to close in 30 days, and that does not work for the seller. So it really does depend on the situation. I don't really see contingencies, meaning contingent upon another house selling, because now you have to worry about two homes selling. But it is really, everything's a little bit different now. Not as many, you know, a lot of financing. I just closed on a property with a phenomenal loan program, PHFA. She was a first-time home buyer, you know, 6% interest rate, and she got a grant that as long as she stays in the house for X years, it's forgiven. Like the tenth, I think it was like $10,000 or something. It was a great program. So even though it has that FHA in there, it was still considered a conventional loan. So it didn't have to meet the FHA criteria.
And that, we've spoken to, as you know, to Carmen a couple times, Carmen Caputo, a lot about this stuff. And FHA has definitely loosened their restrictions and requirements, haven't they, through the years? That you feel, you know, that seems to be, thank God, because that was a lot.
Yes, they have. Yes, and also, it does depend on the appraiser, for sure.
Okay. And how are the appraisers working out? Like, what's going on with all of that? Are the values now creeping back? Are they... What do you see out there with appraisers and the appraisals, I should say, of properties? Do any surprise you that they don't, when you see the appraisal, it's less than you buy, or is it pretty much where it needs to be?
I haven't had any issue, but I'm also very particular when, there's an echo, when I list a property to make sure that I price it accordingly, and then same with the buyer.
Okay. Yeah, because that can be a royal you-know-what when that happens, Holly. I mean, this was a long time ago. I had a buyer, and he had put the price up, and the appraisal came back for, I think it was like $7,000 or $10,000 less than what he put his offer in for. And that was a big rigmarole. It ended up working because he had to bring money to the table, and he was willing to do that, but that could stop a sale right there. That could be a problem. So I'm glad that that isn't really what we see, and that we are, but in general, do you think values have risen nicely?
They definitely rose where that was necessary, but also if a client is going over asking, they could put in their contract that they will cover the appraisal gap should it not appraise.
Right. Yep. And how about seller assist? Has that been being used regularly or not as much? Or where's that? Okay. So, yes, they are using that?
Yes. Each situation is different. But if it's a house that needs work, you know, we'll even recommend it to a client to say, hey, don't get rid of your liquid funds, you know, when whatever, you could do up to 6% on an FHA over 30 years. That much.
No, and that's always a nice option, and people don't always know about it, so that's a good thing, too. All right, well, Holly, thank you for all this. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, please.
My cell phone is best, 570-885 0157.
There we go. And Holly, again, Holly Sirachi is an associate broker with the RA OneSource. And we will see you on next month, Holly. And we thank you and good luck with all the buying and selling in this wonderful region for these beautiful homes. I've seen a couple of your listings recently and they're beautiful along with your beautiful face. So keep it going, kid.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a great day.
See you soon. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show and we'll be right back.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Laurie, the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie DeMille of Julie DeMille Communications. And Julie is the producer of this fine show. And, Jewel, tell everybody what you do best.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedemille.com.
Thank you. And with us is Chrissy Manuel, who is the Director of Development and Communications for the wonderful organization at UNC. And Chrissy's here because we're going to talk about a great purse bingo that's coming up. And I'm happy to tell you that I will be calling again this year, even though last year I majorly screwed up in a way of which I was calling the letters and I said L, I think I said L something, and people are looking at me like, what? There's no L. I said I. And it was like, wow, they really got me on that one, Chris. But we laughed, and it was fun. And they're very serious about what they do, and we're very happy about that because it's all about raising funds and awareness for the work that UNC does, and we love it. And I had the privilege of working with Chrissy and Shannon and Lisa Chrissy, 2 years ago already it was.
Yeah.
So, I love it, and I love you guys, and I love this purse bingo's a blast. So I'm going back. I'm playing, which I love, and I hate that I lose, and I never won one thing, but I still love to do it because I love bingo. So it's going to be held at Holy Cross, the auditorium at Holy Cross High School, which is in Dunmore, and it's on the 10th of April. $35 for the basic packages. There are a few different ones, but that's the basic amount, which you can register online at uncnepa.org, and you'll see the bingo, and you just go in there and register, whether it's a team or an individual, whatever you're doing. But tell us a little bit about what we're going to see this year, Chrissy, and what else you're doing with the different packages.
Well, this year, thank you, Laurie, first for having me on. But this year, you're going to be excited because we took a lot of the things that you advised us on right back when we first started this, and we've really taken it up a notch this year. So this year, in addition to, you know, a Friday night kind of girls' night out, although lots of guys come, you know, exciting bingo event, BYOB, you know, 15 games of bingo, 3 special games, lots of designer purses, and in addition to all of that, we've made our gift card pull bigger and better with lots of gift cards.
Yay.
From so many generous businesses all over Scranton and all over the area. There's just so many great things, wonderful raffles, lots of experiences, and this is a kicker that I'm so excited about. We are also raffling off a Louis Vuitton Never Full bag. It's a $2,100 bag we purchased thanks to our sponsors, Grimm Construction, our presenting sponsor. We were able to purchase a Louis Vuitton Neverfull bag that we're raffling off. The tickets are $20.
for that raffle, and people are going crazy about it already, which is super exciting. It's
good.
Just like really fun and different, and I think it's really like energizing and like just adding something new to the bingo. So we're so excited about that.
Did you ever have a Louis Vuitton?
No. No, we've never done that before.
So
I know
great.
That. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I've never touched one before. And when we got it, we all, you know, washed our hands and, like, very carefully, like, white gloved it because we wanted, you know, it to stay perfect. But it comes in this gorgeous box, and it's wrapped, and it's got authentication paperwork, and it smells like the leather. It's beautiful. It's a really absolutely gorgeous, like, the kind of bag that you'll have for the rest of your life. So if somebody's going to win that,
it.
I mean, could be you, Lori. Could be you.
I know.
Maybe that'll
you
be
never know,
a big win.
Are you doing it online ahead of time, too, or just day of, or how are you selling those tickets?
Yes, I didn't say that. This is exciting because you don't have to attend the bingo to get a ticket for the Louis Vuitton. So we're selling those tickets as – you know, we're selling those tickets as part of a purse bingo package. We have a regular package, the $35 package. We have a $75 deluxe package, which includes all the 15 games, an extra game packet, so you have double, the three special games and the Louis Vuitton ticket. So it's like an $85 package that you get for $75. And then you can also just buy a purse bingo ticket. So if you're, just buy a Louis Vuitton raffle ticket. So if you're not, you know, you can't go to the bingo, you're not interested, maybe you're just interested in the Louis Vuitton bag, you can just buy that ticket. We've had like several, you know, people come in and just buy five Louis Vuitton tickets, and that's, you know, which we're thrilled about. So you can purchase those online. You can call UNC and you can purchase them, you know, over the phone or come into our office. But the best way is either to purchase online or give us a call, and we'll take care of you.
Yeah, I think it's great. I will tell you that I love bingo in general, but I wasn't sure how I was going to like, because I've never gone to a purse bingo before. I mean, I've been invited, and I know they were all over the place, but I just never did. And mostly because I just like bingo, and I don't necessarily care about the purse because I'm picky about the purses I buy, but some of them were absolutely beautiful. The last 2 years that I've gone, now the first year I had another event to go to, I think it was a Broadway event, so I couldn't stay, but I went. And I remember you guys coming up to me, it was right after I finished my my run with you guys, and you came up and said, oh my God, the pulls are, the gift card pulls are already gone. And so that's great that you're increasing it. But then last year when I actually went, I attended and I was calling, I had so much fun. We laughed. These people really, God bless them, take it so seriously. And again, I don't necessarily even think they care about the purse as much as they care about the win and the focus. And they have all of these cards in front of them, and they know how to play them and which number is which. Like, I never thought of the B's and the I's have the lower numbers, and as you get higher, it goes higher. Like, I never even paid attention to that until I screwed up when they said something to me. And I'm like, oh, my God, I never even paid that much attention.
Right.
But it's so much fun. I love that all these people bring their own party to the show.
Mm-hmm.
They are groups of people who come and just have a good time. They're all together. They bring their own food, their own booze, their own fun stuff, and they wear things that are similar. They party like, you know, it's 1999. I mean, it's just so much fun. And it's a great night out for your friend with your friends, and or even if you don't want to go with friends and you're just serious about it, because the best part of all of it is that it benefits the wonderful, wonderful, incredible work that UNC does. And that to me is it in a nutshell. You have fun. You can win a great purse if you want. And now you have the option of, with the possibility of getting a $2,100 LV bag that is a cost you $20 to buy a raffle. So I think that's great. Now who may I ask is going to show that sucker up online in your advertising? Who's sporting that one to show it, or are you doing that differently?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean. Like, who is?
You know how everybody's pictures, like I like last year, I had a picture with the butterfly bag.
Yes,
and
yes, yes.
Who's doing that?
We used a staff member to do like an unboxing type of a thing. But I think we're also going to do some pictures with some of our sponsors with it. We're being very careful
yes.
with it. We don't want too many people to touch it, you know. But But what I did want to say is, like, you know, you were mentioning, like, one of the reasons that we're able to get, I mean, first of all, the amount of donations that we've gotten in gift cards, basket raffles, some of the businesses, I mean, businesses are so generous. They really help us.
Yes.
But then also, you know, we got a lot of sponsorship. So in addition to Grimm Construction, we have some of our major sponsors are Alliance Wealth Advisors, Crater Brooks and Hailstone, Premier Environments, Lamar Advertising is doing our billboards, Center City Print, WNEP is doing advertisements for us, Community Bank, Citizens Savings Bank, they're also sponsors. And because we have these sponsors, we can go out and purchase really great bags and really great things. And then every cent, every dollar that anyone spends at that bingo goes directly to our programs and services because the sponsors cover all of the costs of the event. So we're so grateful for that. And it like helps us do a really great bingo. It helps us do something where like you really walk away feeling like you got a great value.
Go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to say, and like you said, like the kind of Friday night, like kind of girls' night out. Some guys are there, but like people bring their own wine. They bring their own food. We will have beverages and we will have some food available for purchase. But it really, I think for people, it's like fun because they spend all their money on like the games and the fun and the excitement.
Yep.
But you know, it's a little bit cheaper because you can bring a bottle of wine and you can bring your food. And so,
absolutely.
You know, really you're spending all your money on like the games and excitement, which is, you know.
Yes. And Chrissy, let's talk a little bit tell everybody what the gift certificate pull, how that works so they can know and understand how that works. Cause that's a good one.
Sure. Yeah, it is a great one. And I had never even actually heard of it until you told me like that we should try this. And I was like, I hadn't seen that. So we have gone out to so many of our supporters and gotten gift card donations. I think we have over 50 of them now. We'll probably have closer to 75. And I mean, the cool thing is you pay $20 and you're guaranteed, everyone's a winner, you're guaranteed to get at least a $20 gift card. But more likely, you're going to get a $25, a $50. We have several hundred dollars. We have a lot of $50 for restaurants. I mean, we've got, you know, Dunmore Candy Kitchen, Gertrude Hawks. We've got Groove Brewing and Sterna's Restaurant and Akita Japanese Restaurant, Cosgrove, Auntie Anne Pretzels, a $50 gift card, Colarusso's, so many, Bailey's Cafe downtown, like so many great businesses that like, and Nina's Wing Bites, like things that you would want to try. Atera, like so many great, mostly local businesses. And so like everyone's a winner. You're guaranteed to get, you know, at least what you put in.
At least your money back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why that's a no brainer because you get the gift certificate for free and now you're making $20 a person on what you get. So you're also making money on it. And the person who's buying it is guaranteed the same dollar amount, if not more, back. So it's really a win-win. So I'm glad that you have so many because that goes, as you know, went so quickly that it's always good to have more because you'll just make more money. So that's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So Chrissy, tell everybody where, again, they should go, what they should do if they want to become, is there a cutoff date and how does it work so people can make their plans now?
Really, the cutoff date is if we sell out, and we're more than half full, which is well ahead of where we were. We're pacing well ahead of last year. I think, you know, the word is getting around, but you can go to our website, which is uncnepa.org, and you can purchase tickets that way. You can also just call our main number at UNC and purchase that way. It's 570-346 0759. But really, you can go to the website, get your tickets that way. We do expect it to sell out. You know, we'll announce it as soon as. So if you're really interested, I would say get your tickets. You're not going to regret it. Like, get your tickets now before they sell out.
And it'll be a lot of fun, and trust me, it's a blast. So go do it. Support UNC. Go out. You never know what kind of bag you might buy. And if you don't get a bag, you're still having fun and having a good time. One more thing, Chrissy. Tell them what that $75 package consists of again.
So the $75 deluxe package gets you the admission, your 15 games of bingo, and a complete full extra set of cards. So you're playing, you know, and there's three up cards. So you're playing six games each round. Your three special bag tickets, and the $20 Louis Vuitton raffle entry. So you're getting the whole, one of everything that we have to offer. Yep, and you're saving $10 off the bat for that. So, and it'll all come packaged together for you. So then you don't have to stand in line to get those things. You just kind of show up. And one last thing I do want to say is that we will reserve a table for you. If you're, you know, we'll automatically give you a reserve table if you're 10 or more, but you can also just call us if you have a party of 6 or 8, and we'll reserve your table. That way it's just a smoother, you don't have to get there as early. You don't have to worry about all of your party being there to get your seats. So we're happy to do that.
Love it. Love it. Well, Chrissy, I'll tell you right now, I'm doing a $75 ticket. So just so you know, I'm doing that. And I'm going to round up some of my friends and see if I can get them to come with me. But thank you for coming on. And we need to give Chrissy a nice congratulatory wish here, because since Chrissy's last time on, she's now become a married woman. So congratulations, Chris.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. Mm-hmm. And I will see you soon. And everybody, again, it is the 10th of April at Holy Cross High School's auditorium for the Purse Bingo to benefit UNC and all of the programs within that wonderful organization. Chrissy Manuel is the Director of Communications and Development, and we look forward to seeing you there, Chris. Thanks for coming on. Everybody else out there, thank you for listening. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.